Welcome to the Caregiver Conversations podcast. My name is Antonia Harbin Lamb, and I am the program manager for Great Lakes Legal Mediation Division. The purpose of this podcast is to provide information and resources for caregivers so they can become more successful and effective caregivers. This podcast is being sponsored by the Prevent Initiative. The Prevent Initiative funds programs focused on elder abuse and neglect prevention. Today we have a very special guest with us, Sharon Harbin. She's an MAI and an SRA, and she is a commercial real estate appraiser and a real estate broker, and she's my mom. She has owned her real estate appraisal firm for over 40 years. She's also the author of Appreciate Your Real Estate, Creating and Sustaining Value, and My Grandfather's Big Farm. She's the treasurer of the Great Lakes chapter of the Appraisal Institute and the president of the Motor City Dow Club in Detroit. She's also a distinguished Toastmaster. We want to make sure caregivers get the best information on how to make good decisions about their real estate and how to save money if their older loved one still lives in their home or if they are thinking about selling. The reason I wanted to have you on today is because I knew that you would be the best person to give caregivers information about real estate. Thank you for joining me today, Mom.
Well, thank you, Antonia, for having me.
We want to make sure caregivers get the best information on how to make good decisions about their real estate and how to save money if their older loved one still lives in their home or if they are thinking about selling. The reason I wanted to have you on today was because I knew that you would be the best person to give caregivers information about real estate. As a realtor and a real estate appraiser, what kinds of conversations would you have with a caregiver about their older adult loved one?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think the first thing that I would like to communicate to them is the importance of real estate. If the loved one owns real estate, that is such a valuable asset. And the caregiver at the very beginning should be aware of certain things. They need to know exactly where the property tax bill is, and they also need to know where the insurance policy is for the home. The tax bill will give you all kinds of details. And because so many people of all different ages lose their property because they miss paying a tax bill, this is really, really important. As it relates to insurance, there are a number of people that are overcharged when it comes to the insurance on their property. You don't want to have insurance coverage that undervalues the real estate, but you do want to be with a reputable company where you are not paying an excessive amount. I remember meeting with a senior who was thinking about selling his home. He was running into difficulties, and I reviewed some of the paperwork, and the insurance policy was one thing that I reviewed, and we found that he was paying four times the amount of insurance that he should have been paying. He had a policy with a company that typically gives insurance to people that have poor credit or they have problem real estate. And that wasn't the case with this gentleman. And so he changed insurance companies. And this was probably about 6 or 7 years ago. But today he owns his property free and clear. So insurance is really an important factor.
Oh, wow. That's some great information for sure. What about some things that caregivers might need to think about in terms of taking care of a home, like maintenance or, you know, some other things you may have to tell us?
Well, when it comes to maintenance, a lot of people want to get hung up on location, location, location. Of course, that's important, but everyone is not in the best area. We're in the best neighborhood. So you have to create your own value. And when you maintain your property, that's a key way to create value in your real estate. when it comes time to sell, you never want to leave anything on the table. If you have a property that has not been maintained, that's the first thing that a buyer or an investor looks at. They want to cut that price significantly because you have a carpet that's not been maintained or a furnace or something like that. And certain repairs are just essential for you to be able to live in peace. And then others are more cosmetic. So you have to make good decisions about that. Every time you spend something on something pertaining to real estate, it doesn't necessarily add value. No one is going to pay you anything if you have a basement that's leaking, a furnace that's gone. Those types of things, they're just essential for your peace of mind. And I found that there are ways for people to be able to afford this. If you look at your utility companies, they have different programs where you can add on to that monthly utility bill for not a lot of money, $40, $50. It might be significant. You may feel it, but it makes a huge difference if you have a hot water tank that has to be replaced, or you have a furnace or air conditioner or other small appliances. It's covered through those types of plans. So I would suggest caregivers look into that and seek to really make a repair when one occurs, because otherwise it becomes a snowball.
Yes, that sounds like great information too, and some things that I really did not think about. Well, now I'll transition to taxes. I know that, you know, taxes can be quite a bit expense for older adults. How about some tips for caregivers on reducing taxes?
First of all, I mentioned that you want to have that tax bill because you want to look at it and just see exactly what the taxes are annually. Some older adults, depending on your age bracket, may qualify for a complete exemption with the city of Detroit, and they probably have that in other communities as well. So you want to look into that. You have to make an application. It may come in under a hardship situation, but again, it's tied to income. So that would be something definitely worth researching. Also, every year, everyone has the right to go down to your local municipality and appeal your taxes. And it's not a real difficult process if you don't go in person. Most of the time, you can send a letter. There are different appraisers in the community that will do things for reduced fees, or maybe some that do things for gratis, but you can consult with appraisers. You can also consult with brokers and just get an idea about where you are in terms of the value of your real estate. It's always important to know what the value is, because once again, when it comes time to sell, you don't want to leave anything on the table. You want to make sure that you realize maximum equity and gain from owning real estate.
Thank you. Those are some great tips, great information. I'm hoping that the guests will take heed to this and be looking for these different avenues. Thank you for joining us today. Where can someone find out more information from you if they have further questions?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And I can be reached at 313-838-0020. I'd love to help.
Thank you again. This is Antonia Harbin Lamb. Thank you for listening. For more information about our mediation program and more podcasts, please call 313-937-8282 or find us on Facebook at Great Lakes Legal Mediation Division. It's where families coming apart come together.